Hello, this is Lauren Schaffel. I play the voice of Liz Horton, and welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Hi, this is Chris.
And Sarah.
We're just getting ready for a time of boredom,
excitement,
and consternation.
Welcome to the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Woo!
Yay!
Hey everyone, welcome to today's show, and we have a special guest for you today. We happen to have Lauren, is it Schaffel, or is Lauren Schaffel, last name?
Schaffel, that's right.
Lauren Schaffel on the line with us, and she plays Liz Horton. Yay!
Hello!
Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's great to be on here, so thank you.
Lauren, it seems you have a lot of fans, because we actually received close to 50 questions for you.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah. Don't worry, we're not going to make you answer all of them.
Okay, good. I was going to say that might require a couple cups of coffee before that one.
Indeed. All right, the first one actually is, do you have any acting experience, either with voice acting or screen acting prior to joining Adventures in Odyssey?
Yes, actually. I started first acting on television and film when I was about 6 years old. And the first show I ever worked on was a show called Fudge, based on the books by Judy Blume. I don't know if you've ever read them, but they were some great, great children's books. And I played the girlfriend of the main character, Fudge. I played his kindergarten girlfriend.
Aww.
And it was a lot of fun. And then after that, a few years later, I started getting into voiceover and working on cartoons and other animated series and Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay. How long has it been since you started doing voice acting?
How long? I think I started with Adventures in Odyssey, actually, when I was about, I want to say, maybe 10 years old? Maybe 9 or 10? Somewhere along those lines.
Interesting. Actually, I did a little research and discovered your first episode aired 11 years ago, this past Wednesday, in fact.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it's 11 years ago. I'm 19 now. Wow. I was even a little younger than I thought. That is crazy how time flies.
Tell me about it. Do you actually remember what episode that was?
Ooh. I remember it might have been one where I was at a camp, I think. I vaguely remember that. It's something about either it was a camp or a sleepover, but it was so long ago, I can't even
keep track anymore. You've done both, so.
I think it was, yeah, okay, so it was one of those. I believe it was camp. It was in Liz's not quite as nice days. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, actually the episode I have here was number 417. Not so Trivial Pursuit. Do you remember what it was like recording that?
Wow. I remember for the first time I was doing a voiceover it was a strange experience. I remember going in there and going into a sound booth, not having to memorize lines, just dressing dreadfully, meeting all these really fun people. That was the first time, I believe, that I met Aria Curzon, who plays Mandy, who is now a very good friend of mine. And yeah, she's just a wonderful person, a wonderful actor. And I remember loving the experience and wanting to come back, which fortunately has happened.
Well, this is good timing then, I guess. The next question is from Age Titan. She asks, what actors and actresses have you enjoyed working with, both with and with Odyssey and outside of it?
Wow. Well, with Odyssey, I loved working with Aria. I also love working with Katie Lee. I think she's so fun. It's great to just hear her going and making jokes and laughing and just being wonderfully positive throughout the whole experience. Outside of AIO, I've had the privilege of working with Sean Hayes, who was on Will and Grace, I worked with him actually on that show as well as another show called Situation Comedy a couple years ago, which was, he was an inspiration and just really, really wonderful to work with. And also another actress named Jamie Gertz, who I felt like almost became just a mentor and a teacher to me throughout the process too. And I've been able to keep up with her and her family over the years.
Cool. Just a side question to that. Growing up, do you have any like models or heroes, like someone you strive to be like when you're like while you're acting?
Well, I guess a lot of times it depends on the role. Sometimes I do look to other people for inspiration. But in terms of just having models and heroes, really my biggest role models are my parents, and I know that sounds borderline super cheesy, but it's true. I'm an only child, and I'm very close with both of my parents and my family. So they've been very supportive and allowed me to do what I love to do most, which is performing and acting and doing what I love.
Okay, I have a random question. Did you have many episodes where you had both Will Ryan and Katie Lee in the studio with you? Did you get to see the two of them interact at all?
I'm sure I did. Yeah. Remind me, Will plays. I'm sorry.
He plays Eugene.
Oh,
Meltzer,
yes.
And her.
Yes. Then I definitely did have times when I was with both of them in the studio.
I was just wondering, like, if they bicker as much, like, if they get along well, or if they kind of have the Connie Eugene bickering going on, too.
In a joking way. They had their little moments, but, yeah, it was always in good fun. Always good fun.
How did you first get involved in Odyssey?
I first got involved I was about eight years old. My agent at the time, his name was Bob Elia, told me about Adventures in Odyssey, and I went in to meet with the producers, and I'd never heard of the show before. I'd never listened to it, but I met with them, and they told me a little bit about the show and its history, and it really appealed to me at the time so much, and just talking with them and bonding with them, I could tell that it was really the kind of show where you would have a family mm-hmm. outside of my own. So that felt like a very special experience.
Well, that was one of the unique things about Adventure in Odyssey was that at the time it was one of the most unique things in radio, that they didn't really have a family-oriented program at the time.
Right. It's such a crucial program too, really, that there aren't any other programs like that. It's really inspirational.
I agree. It's also interesting. I mean, a few months ago, Sarah and I were able to have a lengthy conversation with Dave Griffin, the actor who played Jimmy Barkley for over 10 years. And when he joined Odyssey, was just starting up. In fact, I think he was around for the first year. Whereas when you joined, Odyssey had been around for 10, 11 years. So what was it like stepping into a show with that kind of established history? I mean, did you listen to any of the past episodes when joining? Did you start listening to them when you joined?
Yeah, I just did start listening to a few when I joined. Prior to meeting with the producers, I didn't even know about Odyssey. I didn't know even where to find it. But when I remember joining the show and talking with the directors, with the producers, with the other actors, I definitely started listening. It's also wonderful after each session, a few weeks later, they'll send CDs so that we can hear not just the CD of the show we taped, but also of other episodes from the season. So I'll have to catch up on Odyssey history.
So do you listen now then, or just like whenever you have a show? Or
now, whenever I get a chance. Actually, it's very sad. I hardly ever have time to listen to the radio or watch TV, being a college student and crazy New Yorker running around all over the place. I go to school in New York now. But whenever I do get a chance, or whenever Odyssey sends over CDs, I definitely listen to them. Yay! Woohoo!
Well, the character for whom you are best known, or only known as, is Liz Horton. Marisol would like to know, what is your overall impression of Liz with regards to differences and similarities? Is she like you, or is she some totally different person that you have to play?
Well, I think I actually thought about this question a lot because I used to have problems identifying with Liz, and the fact that she, earlier on, she was very insecure. She seemed to have a lack of self-confidence, and she had to bully other people to make herself feel better. And that was something that was definitely a challenge to play and to understand at first. But I was really happy when I saw that Liz started to change, especially when she joined the school paper and became one of the main reporters. And she found something that really helped her express her talents and to make her feel confident. And that's when I really, really started to enjoy Liz's character. And I could really relate from all these years of acting and singing and performing to have something that really makes you feel special and to be able to share your talents with others. I'm really happy that Liz changed for the better.
That's great. And I can imagine that it would be a lot easier also as an actor or an actress to, when you can identify with the character you're playing, it's a lot more easier to fill into that role.
Yes.
To play that kind of character.
Exactly. Although sometimes I have to admit it was a little bit fun exploring to see what's a bully like. Because, you know, in real life I would never, ever go up to somebody and, I don't know, at a slumber party and be mean, or in a camp like ping pong and purposely try to make people lose or just horrible things like that. But it was kind of fun to explore. Well, what is this bully like, you know? Be the bad guy for a change.
Angel and Emma want to know, if you could change any characteristics of Liz's character, Liz, what would they be?
Sometimes I still feel like Liz gets a little down on herself and sometimes almost a little whiny, and that's, you know, but that's just something that makes her human. Otherwise, nobody's perfect all the time. But for the most part, I'm really happy with how Liz is now, and she seems to be in a better place with her friendships, with her family. So I think she's doing just fine. But I look forward to any other additions.
This next question is from Alicia, and she'd like to know, do the actors on Adventures in Odyssey get any say on what happens to the characters they play? And if so, did you suggest something for Liz that eventually ended up in an episode?
I've heard other actors discuss possible storylines for their characters before, but for the most part, the writers actually plan out a lot of these storylines ahead of time, and sometimes for months in advance. There were certain plot points I knew that were coming, maybe several episodes ahead of when they actually were written. So I pretty much just go along with whatever the writers and their genius minds conjure up.
All right. What is your favorite Liz episode and why?
My favorite episode is probably the case of the disappearing Hortons. I think that was another episode. It was particularly challenging because I was writing in my diary and I actually wasn't really talking to any other characters in the episode, but relating all of my thoughts and feelings. And I remember working with the director, Bob Huth, and we spent such a long time and very, very detailed notes going through each one of them, and it really illuminated a lot for me about who Liz really was and a whole other side of her that I hadn't seen before.
Good answer. This one's a two-part question. You mentioned earlier that you had the opportunity of working with Arya Curzon even before working on Adventures in Odyssey. The first question is, are you and Arya Curzon friends in real life? This one comes from Bobby Manning.
Yes.
And the second one was, what has it been like working with her on the show and getting the chance to play Liz alongside her character Mandy Strasberg?
I always love working with Arya, and it's great because every time I've gone to the studios, we're always in the same episode. So it's just a great way not only to just catch up real life as a person and as a friend, but to work with her after with her now for so many years. It's every time I see her again, it's just as if we'd never been separated, and we just remember all of our jokes. We actually made up a little song in the recording studio. We must have just both been going loopy, but we made up a little song about Mandy and all the words that probably rhyme with Mandy. And every time we see each other, we always have to sing it. it's always fun working with her.
I wonder if there were if the producers were recording during that time at all. Maybe we'd get a chance to hear some of that song.
You never know. Maybe one day it'll slip in there. Quick, you ever turn it on? What happened?
Oh, I just told Chris to email Nathan really quick so that whenever you guys go out there again.
Yes, we should have it play. Her name is Mandy. She likes to eat candy. She is so dandy. Because her name is Mandy. It gets new verses every time, too. We always have to add something new.
Wow. All right. Do you keep in contact with Arya outside of seeing her to record with Focus? With Odyssey, rather?
I do talk to her online sometimes and on the phone, but unfortunately not as often as I'd like. It's hard because I'm in New York now and she's in California. And we actually haven't seen each other for a long time, probably since the last Adventures in Odyssey episode we did together. But every time I do hear from her, it's always great to catch up with her, and I know she's doing very well.
I guess that might prompt the next question.
Yeah, who is your favorite? Marisol wants to know, who is your favorite character other than Liz?
Apart from Liz, Mandy is definitely. Also, I love when Wooten is on the show. He cracks me up. I could listen to him ramble on for hours and hours and hours. It makes me laugh so much. Wit will always be one of my favorite characters as a fellow actor and just as a character himself. He's really, really inspirational, and he's definitely a crucial part of Odyssey that's made it the show very special for me.
Definitely.
Do you keep in contact with any of the actors other than Arya outside of the show?
I have gotten to talk to Corey Padnos every once in a while. But other than that, unfortunately, I don't really, unless we're working in the studio. But it's great every time I see them. It's kind of like we just pick up right where we left off, which is wonderful.
Awesome.
Well, in recent episodes, you've worked with Corey Padnos, or Trent DeWitt, as he's better known by Odyssey fans.
Yes.
But you also had the opportunity of working with Brandon Gilbertstadt, voice of Trent's older brother, Jared.
Yes.
And Alpha Rivendell would like to know, would you agree with any of the cough strange people who think Liz should marry Jared in the future?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it could happen. We have pretty much grown up with each other as characters, but I don't know. I think Jared and Liz are very different people. But you never know. You never know.
Well, you know that Mandy and Trent get married in the future, correct?
Do they? Is this?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't. Oh my gosh, I did not remember this. Oh boy.
Was it This Present Long Ago? Was that the episode? Yeah, they wrote an episode that took place in the future, and we found out that Chris and
boy.
Chris and Mandy, or sorry, not Chris. Trent and Mandy get married.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, if there's hope for Mandy, maybe there's some hope for Liz, too.
Well, hey, then you guys could really be sisters.
There we go.
What kind of reason do you need?
Yeah, that would make it worth it, I think. I could put up with Jared if Mandy and I ended up being sisters. That works for me.
Okay, so moving on to acting, Jessica would like to know, what is your favorite memory of working in a studio? I don't know if you mean Odyssey or in general.
Well, in Odyssey, I remember, let's see, yeah, any of the episodes where it's the usual gang of Aria. I also love working with Corey Padnos. I've known him for a long time also, and from other shows outside of Odyssey. And I remember one of my favorite things actually was after, sometimes we would film two episodes in one day, and we would take a break in between the two of them, and the whole cast and the directors and the producers, we'd all go out to lunch together, and we would just kind of sit and chat and bond. And this was back in the days when Kathy was still living in the area, and she was always there. And another director, Phil Lawler, I don't know if you know.
Yep.
It's her. Yeah. Yep. He was really, really wonderful to work with too.
Aw.
Dear Phil, we haven't heard from him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is from Kari. She asks, what's the funniest thing that happened during a recording session?
Whew. One of those episodes, I think, when Aria and I just went loopy and kept singing our song over and over and over in between takes. And you never know. Probably some of those did end up getting recorded and they had to cut them out. But it was so fun.
You guys could have auditioned for Odyssey Sings.
We should have. You know what? Just improv the whole thing when we got on there.
Yeah.
Graham wants to know, what is the most embarrassing moment in this that you had in this studio?
Oh, goodness. I remember there was one episode. There were a couple, actually. There was one when the day before I had to tape the show, I lost my voice. And I wasn't going to cancel, though, and back out because I said, no, I can do this. And I remember the whole time we were in there trying to get, we went through take after take until we finally got a few where it didn't sound like I swallowed or gargled with something nasty. And there was another one where I remember I had surgery on my nose, actually, which probably affected my voice. It probably sounded really strange. And I had to go to the recording session with wearing this giant Band-Aid. And I must have looked absolutely ridiculous. And I remember I walked in, and all the directors and the writers, no one wanted to say anything and ask, well, what happened to you? But they were looking at me like, who is this person? And during the whole time, we just sat there recording, and no one said anything. But it was pretty strange.
Lucy Coventry would like to know, have you ever ad-libbed on a show? And side question to that, have they ever kept that stuff in?
You know, sometimes in a lot of parts of the show, they'll need just random voices talking in the background, or at the very end of a show, as the scene fades out, they like to just kind of have some random ad-libbing going on. And so, yeah, actually, a lot of that does get into the episode. I remember one in particular, I think it might have been the one that took place at camp when we were playing ping pong. They had me do just me having to make random ping pong grunts and noises and also mean comments about ping pong. So I remember having to say things like, you loser, hit the ball on the table. And I remember they kept saying, be meaner. You can be even meaner. That's not mean. And it's I don't even know. I probably got to the point where I was just making all sorts of weird grunting ping pong noises and slamming people and like, take that!
Was there ever an episode that was especially hard to record?
Well, the case of the disappearing Hortons was definitely the most challenging. thinking if there were any others. The ones where the one where Mandy and Liz got in a huge fight was actually, that one was really hard for me to record too, because the writers wouldn't tell us how it was going to be resolved. And we only did that one episode, so they said, well, we'll see what happens. And so I honestly was worried throughout a lot of the episode, thinking, what if they're never friends again? What if they don't talk to each other ever again? Mm-hmm. But luckily it did resolve, so that was good.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Odyssey fans out there were rather concerned for your relationship with Mandy, because
yeah.
Definitely didn't want to see you break your relationship over a guy. So
I know, too silly. Yeah. Not worth it. No offense, Chris.
Not that that doesn't happen in real life, anyways. Never.
Fighting over guys. When does that happen?
One of the most powerful moments for us fans was when we discovered Odyssey would be tackling the controversial issue of divorce through the Strasburg family. What was your reaction when you found out that Mandy's parents were separating?
I was shocked, but I thought it was a really crucial development for Mandy, too, and it explained a lot of her behavior in other episodes, why she was acting so strange and so secretive. And I think it was really as hard as it was to deal with for Mandy, and I'm sure, yeah, just frustrating. It really, I think, helped her in the same way that Liz had to deal with her parents and the money situation and the stress of that. I think it was just another way to really develop these characters that we care so much about.
Yay. Did you get to work with, how was working with Will Ryan and Paul Herlinger and Katie Lee? What's that like?
Oh, wonderful. I love working with Paul. All of them. Katie is so fun. She's a firecracker. She just gets in there and she just takes over the room. She's one of those people, she can just talk and make you laugh for hours. And Paul, this is also different. That's what makes them so special. Really, really, everybody just has their own personality, and it's funny sometimes to see how similar they are to their characters too. Over time, you really start to see some similarities. So it's fun. Paul is really kind of the wise, the all knowing, just calm person in the studio. He keeps us all together.
Yeah, I was just looking at Lauren, your history with Liz. And in Hear Me, that episode has Connie, Gene, Liz, and Trent. So,
Oh, there we go.
Oh, and Wooten.
Whole gang.
As well.
And Wooten.
Yes.
I love Wooten. He's so fun. Every time I see him in an episode, I absolutely love it.
Tack would like to know, where do you attend school and what are you studying?
I attend school at Columbia University in New York City, and I'm now a sophomore, so I'm getting to the point where I have to declare my major, and I am thinking about majoring in comparative literature, which means that could be a lot of different things. I also study Italian, so I have the choice of either reading many works of literature in Italian and then comparing and reading works in English, or I can choose pretty much just any great-sounding literature class that I want to take. And right now I'm taking a really cool one called Modern Drama, so just reading a bunch of different plays and modern theater, and it's so much fun. And I study music and opera outside of school, so that takes up quite a bit of time as well. And in addition to that, I also do theater and acting, as well as still doing voiceover and film outside of school.
Is that all?
I know. I could write out a whole list for you. That's most of it.
Cool. Can you tell us about any non-adventure, non-adventure projects that you're currently working on?
Sure. like I said, I still do acting outside of school whenever I'm home in California. But as of right now, I am in an improv group in college called Sweeps, and it's so much fun. It's a small group of people, and we just get up there, and if you've ever seen the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, it's a lot like that. I also do productions on campus. Recently, I was in The Little Prince in a production, and I got to play the role of The Little Prince, which was really fun. And then also studying opera and performing in concerts on campus and off campus. So definitely keeps me busy.
Cool. Is that something that you'd like to pursue further, acting on stage?
Definitely. Acting on stage, definitely. And New York is a really, really great city to take advantage of for working in theater. There are so many opportunities in school and out of school. There are so many auditions to go to. But also, voiceover and film are very special to me as well. So whenever I'm home, I make sure that I continue to do that as well.
Great. Well, we're about near the end of our interview, but we do have this final segment we call a rapid fire. And we'll basically be throwing out a bunch of questions at you, and your task is to answer them as quickly as possible.
Woo! All right, bring it on.
What do you like doing besides acting?
Ooh, I love reading. I love skiing. I love drawing. I love doing yoga. I love going out with friends. Facebook. Yeah, guilty pleasure. what else? Sailing with my family. We live near the beach, and that's a lot of fun.
Ooh.
And bike riding.
All right.
Is that rapid fire enough for you?
That was rapid fire. Good. What's your favorite book?
All right. Awesome. Favorite book? Ooh, that's really hard. There's a bunch of them. I really enjoyed actually reading Harry Potter. That's one of my favorite. I've read all of them, backwards and forwards. What else? I know. I'm a dork like that. Pride and Prejudice is another one of my favorite books, and after seeing the movie too, it's a very girly romantic story, and it gets me every time.
Along those lines, do you have a favorite author?
I do. I love Jane Austen, actually, who wrote Pride and Prejudice. Who else do I like? I have to admit, there's some really silly books out there called Shopaholic. I've definitely read those a few times by Sophie Kinsella, and they're just for fun. Also, I love reading. I've read a couple of his plays now in my mom class, Oscar Wilde.
Funny.
So funny. And odd at the same time. So sarcastic and twisted humor. So love Oscar Wilde. And trying to think. Samuel Beckett is another one I've enjoyed reading this year, too.
Christina wants to know, where do you buy your socks and what brand do you prefer?
I buy my socks anywhere. Sometimes Target actually has some really fun socks, and they're so cheap, and you can just get a whole bunch of them. I love furry socks, too, not going to lie. Ones that you can use almost as slipper socks. And, I'm a big fan of the slipper socks, not going to lie. You can just walk outside your dorm and your slipper socks and not feel too weird about it.
Christina would also like to know, have you ever had anyone recognize you by your voice?
I did, actually. That's funny. I was actually at an event last night on campus, and somebody came up to me and asked me, are you in a radio show? Is it called Adventures in Odyssey? And I couldn't believe it. And it was so, no one has ever been able to recognize my voice. And it was shocking. I was blown away. But usually if people do recognize me, it's from a TV program. Most recently one called Still Standing, which was on CBS. So sometimes that does happen.
Wow. What has been your favorite thing to record? And don't feel pressured to say Adventures in Odyssey.
My favorite thing to record was besides Adventures in Odyssey, which is always fun. I had the pleasure of working on Charlie Brown Valentine's Day, where I played the role of Lucy, and it was such an amazing experience to work with Bill Melendez and the creators of the Peanuts comic strips and the series. And it felt like making history at the time, which was wonderful. And actually, Corey Padnos, who plays Trent DeWitt, was the voice of Linus. So he played my little brother. And sometimes I still will turn on the TV and see those shows on, and it almost creeps me out. Sometimes I can't even watch it to see your own voice coming out of this cartoon character. It's unreal.
Do you still listen to Odyssey just for fun? And I think we kind of addressed this earlier. But
I do, whenever I have a chance. And actually sometimes when we were making long car trips and driving up, we go skiing when I'm home for winter break, and we'll definitely bring the Adventures in Odyssey CDs in the car and listen to them. But I really do wish I had more time to listen to the radio and tune in more often.
If so, do you only listen to the episodes that have Liz in them? I know Liz is a starring role.
No, I like to listen to all of them. And usually it's great that they give us these CDs, because I'll just start and listen from the beginning. And that way I kind of feel like I get the whole season in there. But I can't help admitting sometimes being partial to the ones where you get to hear your own voice. That's pretty cool. I would say I remember, and then it's interesting too to see how they end up turning out, because you remember recording them and you say, oh wow, oh okay, I remember this, I remember what happened now. So,
well, that's just it, because I mean, it's just like in any film, as an actor, you don't, unless you're the primary actor, the protagonist or the antagonist, you're not privy to the entire story. So when you actually get to listen
exactly.
to the entire episode, you got to see exactly, oh okay, that's why I said that, or that's why this happened.
Exactly. Yes, that's so true. And then it's interesting to see, too, yeah, the other storylines that you didn't get to hear. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Tack and Whitney would like to know, what is your favorite episode you weren't in?
Ooh, that's a hard one, because I'm having a hard time right now recalling some of the past episodes I listened to. But, yeah, that one I'm not sure I can answer that one, actually. I'm always a fan of the show, though, so they've all been good by me.
We'll say all of the above for you. How's that?
Yes, perfect.
Do you plan to keep on recording with Odyssey?
I do. I would love to come back, and hopefully when I come home for a month, winter break, I'll be able to record with them again.
Excellent. I'm sure everyone would like to see you return as well.
Wonderful.
Our last question, and now this one's a very, very serious question, Lauren, so brace yourself, okay?
Okay.
Emma writes, what are your opinions on wearing rubber boots with bare feet?
Oh, disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I hate the feel of rubber in your toes. It's so gross. but I don't know. I have to be honest. I don't know what's worse. Is if wearing boots without rubber boots without any socks, or those fur-lined boots, those Uggs without socks, because then you get all this fur stuck in your feet. So you know what? I think for the general rule, you should wear socks when you wear boots.
I agree.
Ooh, thank you for warning me for that one. Oh my gosh, I was nauseous just thinking about it.
You're welcome. Well, I think that wraps up all of our questions.
Yay! Woohoo!
Well, thank you very much, very, very, very much, Lauren, for taking time out of your
no
schedule
problem.
To join us today.
No problem. Thank you guys so much. I mean, this was so much fun.
It really was.
And I sound like Connie! Yes!
I'm sorry. You totally made my night.
Connie and now Liz, too. So look at this. You are just ready to be a character on this show.
Well, unfortunately, I am not part of the union, and I don't live in Los Angeles. And what was the other requirement that Nathan had that you have to have that I don't have?
I'm pretty sure those are the two main requirements.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, probably won't happen. But I can dream.
Well, Kaylee, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Lauren, for giving us your time here and putting up with Chris and I. You got lucky. He and I didn't bicker too much today.
You guys make an awesome team. You guys are great. Straight man, funny woman. Switching it up. I love it.
You know, it's funny. I've been compared to, what was it, Sarah? Oh, yeah, I'm the lettuce to the salad. That's what it was.
Nice. You're nice. And Sarah,
I'm the meat dressing? And Sarah's the potatoes. Yeah,
basically. Ah, there we go. There
I
we
like
go.
That. Because I'm light and fluffy.
Yes. Like your laugh.
Well, thank you.
That was a compliment. Trust me, I promise.
No, I took it as that. That was good. I was actually wondering if I insulted myself by calling myself mashed potatoes.
Hey, mashed potatoes are awesome, so you're fine.
All right. That works for me.
Woohoo.
Excellent.
Thank you guys so much for this. This was really fun.
Yeah. Thank you for taking time out of a Friday night to spend it with us.
Oh, please. My pleasure.